From Delray Beach, Florida, welcome to Life Change Weekend with Dr. Dino Padrone. Hear the stories of individuals who, through their conversion experiences, books written, ministry served, special truths from Scripture, or trips taken, tell their story. These stories and teachings are life-changing. So thank you for joining us, and get set for some life change. Here is your host, Dr. Dino Padrone.
Thank you so much, and it's great having you on with us today. This is the weekend edition of our ministry here, and glad to have you all listening in. You may be somewhere in the northeast of America. You may be online listening to us in any number of places. Some of you may be in Africa. We trust that this program today will be a real interest to you. There's a number of things that we've been doing with our ministry that began in 2018. The ministry really has to do with what God is doing in our hearts and lives and helping people to grow their faith. And that's what it's all about. And one of the things we talked about way back then and now we are doing is having our college. It's called Padrone Ministry College. We name it after our last name simply because it's easy to find when people go to Google us or Safari us. And so we want to talk today about our college. And I'm glad to have Rick Ramsey on. Rick is known for his international work with us, but he also works in our college as a mentor in the school. And Rick, it's a great blessing to have you on with us again today.
It is a joy to be with you again, Dino. Wasn't too awful long ago that we got to sit down and have lunch together when I was in Florida preaching, and my time gets by, though. And it's always good to talk to you and talk to the radio audience.
Yeah, and often we talk about the ministry in Myanmar. Next week we'll have you back on to cover that. But we are talking today about this whole idea of the ministry college. Now, you know, there's other colleges around. Rick, why do we have a college? Give us a little background here about what our college is all about.
Well, you know, everything has got to be about the will of God, and God moved your heart. Some of us, I remember in the early days hearing about it and thinking exactly what you said. There are lots of colleges, many Christian colleges, and why the need for another one? And the reason is God moved your heart to do something that can go on beyond you and continue to carry the ministry that of the Word of God and the principles of a Christian worldview on past when you and I are not around anymore. And so it's really about the will of God that He's called you to this, and we have bought into it. And boy, we're just finishing our first year. It's been a wonderful experience. Always in the first year of anything, you have your ups and your downs, but we've had great times. We got a great staff, and chapels have been wonderful, and it's just been a great first year here at Padrone Ministry College.
Yeah, the chapels are kind of unique, aren't they, Rick? They're Zoom. They're online. We call our college a college without walls. Everything is online. We're not building buildings. And I often think of our chapel when we get on there. People are watching live, of course. We come out at 4:30 and on Thursdays. And then there are many who watch it not during that time because of their schedules. Many of our students are on at other times, but then they have to give assignments and fulfill assignments with that. So a chapel is really a very unique experience. Rick, tell us about the whole idea of mentoring. When we began the college, we were very interested in the idea of mentoring students. And so tell us a little bit about what that's like. And you are one of the first two mentors. In fact, you're kind of overseeing this ministry for us. Tell us about it.
Well, again, you know, I think of Pastor Mike is one of our leaders in the school, and he'll sometimes refer to us as advisors, but a mentor has more of a spiritual connotation to it. Now, we've done a lot of advising in trying to help the students navigate the website and learn the website herself and navigate the varying areas of the school. But to speak into their spiritual life, to speak into their ministry life, I just got a long text last evening from one of our students. He's in Africa, and he's got a ministry already there. And he gave me the whole sermon outline that he had preached and wanted my opinion on it and tried to encourage him in it. And so we really connect with these students. Sometimes they go through hard times, and we're able to encourage them in that. We have one student who lost her father during our school year, and the college family reaching out to her. So some of these in this first year, though we've had our ups and downs, it's been a great start, really, to be honest.
Yeah, in fact, I was meeting with the administration, I think this last Tuesday, I believe it was, and the enrollment for this next semester is the most we've had. We're not really in it for the numbers, though, Rick. We're in it for building lives who can multiply the ministry into other areas of the world. We certainly want students, obviously, and with an embryonic school like we have, it is the most important thing to recruit students. But what you've been talking about here with this mentoring is so vitally important. We mentor spiritually, academically. We mentor with the whole idea of where they may serve when they get out. Some people may say, well, what's a mentor do with academic? Don't you have teachers? Of course we do. But the idea is, are you doing your homework? That's what the mentor does. I remember students would come into my office when I was at a college, Rick, and they would sit there and chat with me, and they had these great ideas of reaching the world for God. And then I would say, well, did you do your homework? Well, not yet. And we got to start with the basic things. And so a mentor is a big part of that. And if I had my child in school and knew they were being mentored by you, and of course Olubami is our other mentor right now, Olubami King, one of our wonderful mentors who's originally from South Africa, the impact you're having in their lives is really quite definite. Now, you mentioned Africa. Tell us about what's going on in Africa through our ministry.
Well, currently I have male students that I mentor, and I have six of them this 8 weeks in Africa, or African nations, I guess, and my geography is not great, but they're in the African continent, and they are varied in their lives and in their age, anywhere from, right out of high school up to one of our men is 55 and has been in ministry for a while, but has had no education, and so he's getting the foundation that he needs. And of course they have all kinds of conflicts with internet, with materials to be able to get them downloaded and so forth. Many of them are studying with a Bible and a phone in many cases, and the phone, they download the books to the phones. And so it's been quite unique, a little different than I expected. And yet for me, because of my missions emphasis in the ministry, it's been a blessing to be able to help them and encourage them, mentor them, challenge them sometimes. I just had one that was just ready to give up, and we were able to get him re-energized and back in his class. And they move slow, but they're moving. It may take them 5 years to finish a course, or 6 years. I finished my course. It took me 6 years. So I know a little bit about that. So it's been a blessing, really, to encourage them and see them progress.
You know, I remember, I've told this story many times, Rick, years ago when I first went to a college, I asked Elmer Towns, who was the co-founder of Liberty University, I said, what do you tell college students that they need to know? He said two things. First of all, don't quit. and finish. And I said, really, that's it? He said, yeah. He said, there's a challenging issue with all of them. And when I think back on the early days, I remember when I went to college, Rick, we had four exams on one day. And I was, quite frankly, looking at some of those subjects and mixing up which one belonged in which topic. And so I met with a senior whose name was Larry, and I said, Larry, how do you prepare for these? He said, just take one thing at a time. And it was great advice. I've done that all my life now, to multitask. You got to do one thing at a time, even if you're multitasking. And I think just little things like that make such a difference in a student's life. And I know you teach them things like that. In the area of academics, are there any struggles that you see them having with what we're doing?
You're right in that the determination not to quit. When they come in, I believe, particularly these African students, when they come into the college, they had no understanding what a college experience was about. And so the determination to finish the task, and also to finish the task on time. So I would say one of the difficulties that they have is they don't see these deadlines as strong as they should. And so we're constantly having to say to them, you need to finish this week by week. It's an 8-week course, and every week has things that they're required to participate in, to accomplish, to finish, and to turn it in on a timely basis. And there's some of them still learning that, and it is a process. And culture, I think, has a little something to do with that. And so it's part of our role to encourage them to finish things on time. The language barrier, to some degree, is true, but they all speak English, either as a second language or their primary language, but it's a different English. So there's a little bit of barriers there. And of course, their academics, some of them had varying degrees of education prior to coming into the school, and we're not totally aware of what they have. You know, they may have completed high school, but what kind of high school experience was it? So those are some of the academic barriers, but not so much different, really, than a lot of the students in America. They have the academic barriers as well.
Now, we scholarship some of these students in Africa. In fact, they can't really pay anything. And so we do a scholarship for them, as you know, Rick. We call it the Presidential Scholarship. It's a scholarship that is provided through the school. Now, what that means is people give to this, these projects. Tell us just a bit about the students that are there. Most of them are pastors, right?
Yes, they are. And I was thinking, people that are listening, if you catch the flame, you catch the fire of our vision to educate people around the world with a biblical worldview, you could help sponsor a student, or, you know, give a percentage, help purchase books for them. Whether you have a little or a lot, you can help in a great way with sponsorship. And, you know, we did that golf tournament last summer, and it was successful. And I assume we're looking forward to that for next summer, and more people get involved in that, and there will be opportunities for sponsorship there. And, of course, the great need of education, and particularly when we're considering these African students, is scholarships, and they need sponsors.
Yeah, we really do. Now, let me just tell you how you can help us, listeners. If you would like to go to Padron Ministry College online, simply go to the donate, and you can donate there. And we're looking at sponsorships. It's $900 for the 3-hour course that they take. And of course, some of them take a lot more than that. We have to raise those funds. If you want to send a check, and many people send checks, and we're delighted about that. We have a newsletter that we send out. There are two newsletters. One is online, specifically for the college, and the other one is one that we send out snail mail. And the address, if you get a pen there, a pencil there, you can write this down, and I'll give it to you in just a moment and tell you where you can write to and send a check. We're so delighted. I just put some money into the bank yesterday. with our deposits. There were a number of gifts that were given to the college for sponsorships, and they are such a blessing to my own heart, as well as everyone else. Here's the address where to send it to. It's 433 Plaza, P-L-A-Z-A, Real, R-E-A-L. That's Plaza Real, Suite, S-U-I-T-E, and it's Suite 275. It's in Boca Raton, Florida, B-O-C-A, and then second word, R-A-T-O-N, Florida, 33432. I'll give it to you in just a moment again. That is where we have our virtual office, and our mail goes through there. They send it to us weekly. It's great getting that package in and seeing what God is doing here in the ministry. Again, the place to send this to is Pedrone Ministry College. That's my name, P-E-D-R-O-N-E, Pedrone Ministry College, 433 Plaza Real Suite, 275 Boca Raton, Florida, 33432. And again, if you're sending it in to us digitally, I just simply send it on in through the going to Pedrone Ministry College online, and you'll see the donate button and send it in. And just simply mark it for scholarships. We need scholarships, and we're asking God's people to rise up and help us with scholarships. What other things can people do for us, Rick, as we launch into this college? It seems unbelievable. You and I are not the youngest guys on the block here. Now, we have a lot of young people involved in this college, but we're kind of pioneering this thing. What are some other things they can help us with?
Well, obviously, we need prayer. We need the finances, and those are primary things, I guess. But as we grow, we're going to need more people to volunteer as mentors. We're probably going to need more professors. And so lots of avenues, and people can go to our website, and I'm sure you'll give them that address in a moment. They can find information there about the varying aspects of this ministry. Primarily, it's a need. You know, we don't have any government funds that we're able to get right now, and particularly these students overseas. And so we're dependent on God's people to give, to pray, and to be involved as well. So they can go to the website and check on that.
Yeah, again, it's PedroneMinistryCollege.com. Simply go there. You can go to .com or .org with it. And again, the mailing address, the snail mail, is 433 Plaza Real Suite 275, Boca Raton, Florida 33432. One of the joys of what we do here with the college and everything that we do is to understand that this is for the glory of God. This is about Jesus Christ. And of course, we believe very strongly, our hearts are totally knit into the fact that the gospel is the death, it's the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And my dear friend, as you listen to the program today, we really do want to emphasize that the gospel is the bottom line. It's the most important thing in life. There are many, many things that we all disagree with. There are many things that we do agree with, but when it comes to the gospel, that's part of our dogma. It's part of what we believe. It's a part of what's essential. And when we think of the word dogma, that's an old word, but it speaks about the idea of having a firmness in the gospel of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And so our students, as they come here, our prayer for them is that they follow the will of God. And the word kaleo, a Greek word, is really the theme of our college, which means the calling. Everybody has a calling in their life, and that calling is very specific. That calling is very real. And God has moved our hearts to go beyond our lives, as Rick has already said, to continue to do some of this. Now, Rick, on this program today, tomorrow is Easter here in America, the day of the resurrection. Now, first of all, do you have some traditions that you have?
You know, it's interesting. I was thinking about this the other day, and I was reading in Proverbs. We're in Proverbs 2:4. It says, if thou seekest her as silver and searcheth for her as for hidden treasure. And he's talking about wisdom and his son getting wisdom. But that word hidden treasure prompted a memory of a tradition. Now, in all of my churches, we didn't do this, and it's not really a church thing, but it has become a tradition for many to hide eggs around Easter time. And my sister has this event every year, somewhere around Easter, and they'll put whatever, candy and coins and sometimes bills in eggs, in plastic eggs, hide them all around the property, and the kids go out and find them. And a few years ago, one of my grandkids come in and said, "Look, Pawpaw, what I have in my egg." And there was a $20 bill somebody had put in one of those eggs. And I thought I should have went hunting with the children rather than sitting around the table with the adults. But I thought she searched for that as hidden treasure. And our students at Padron Minister College are searching the scriptures for the treasure. And of course, the treasure is the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ and our salvation through him and the provision that he made for us 2,000 years ago plus for our salvation.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good tradition. It's fun seeing these things, especially with the children. I guess if I was a child, I might have wanted the candy more than the 20, but not today. Rick, we got just about 2 minutes left here. Maybe give us some truth about the resurrection today.
Well, you know, as I think about Christianity, many people have many, you mentioned dogmas, many philosophies, and many people who do not share our convictions about many things share this conviction that I believe that Jesus died for my sin, was buried, and rose again the third day. And of course, the resurrection of Christ backs up and supports everything else that Jesus did. I remember previous to his resurrection, he rose Lazarus from the dead and opened the eyes of the people as to who he was. And so Jesus' resurrection is the core of the gospel. Without it, sometimes I get a gospel tract and it doesn't include the resurrection, and it's in a sense worthless, because the resurrection is our hope, not only our hope for salvation, but our hope for being present with the Lord one day and being resurrected ourselves. Because he lives, we can live also.
Yeah, thank you, Rick. You know, I remember back going to Bible college, and we would have Bible doctrine class, Bible theology class. And one of the first things we studied was the doctrine of salvation, soteriology. You remember that, Rick, when you went to school. And it's interesting. It is such a simple, clear message. But today, that doctrine has been really muddled in so many ways. And as Rick just said, it's about the death, the burial, the resurrection. We're sinners. The only reason to become a Christian and be saved is because we're sinners. Jesus died for our sins. He was buried for our sins, and he rose again for our justification. That is the totality of the gospel. It's what the gospel really is all about. So this Easter is a very special time, a very special moment in our lives when we thank the Lord for it. Again, if you'd like to help us with the college, simply go to our online Padron Ministry College, go to the donate button and send in a gift and simply mark it as scholarship. If you want to send it in as what we call snail mail, which means postal service, 433 Plaza Real Suite, that's PLAZAREAL Suite, SUITE 275, Boca Raton, Florida, 33432. It's been great having Rick Ramsey on again with us today. He's a regular, of course, with our program. And glad to have all of you listening out there. This is the weekend of the resurrection. Remember the old sermon by a great preacher of yours gone by. He said, "Today's Friday, this is a tough day, but don't forget, Sunday's a coming." And that's the resurrection. Thank God for the resurrection. Thank you for listening in. May these life-changing truths help all of us, because all of us really do need life change.
You have been listening to Life Change Weekend. Life Change is brought to you through the International Dino Padron Ministry, which includes radio, television, live stream programming, podcasts, literature, online education, the support of indigenous ministries, and progressive approaches to help people grow their faith. To receive our complimentary monthly newsletter, send your postal or email address to dinopadrone@gmail.com or dinopadroneministries.org. That's dinopadrone@gmail.com or dinopadroneministries.org. Stay tuned to our weekday Bible study, Monday through Friday. Thank you for joining us, and we'll be with you next week on Life Change Weekend.